Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cavs Magic tonight at 8, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Playoff. Do I sound anywhere like the guy on NBC? A little bit on.
Kind of.
All right, yeah.
Are they going to bring him back?
Are the same.
If they get the TV package.
Is he still with
us? I don't know.
You got to get
it. Well, now I got to figure out what his name was.
9 o'clock, we got to get the round ball rock going.
That's what we'll do.
Hello, Justin.
Yeah, well, you made with your voice there, it didn't sound anything like the NBC guy. It still made this series sound a little bit more fun than it's actually been watching. So you did a good job there selling it, I guess.
Justin Termini, NBA Today on NBA Sirius XM Radio. He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tone, take us to business.
All right, it's been four games. It's been pretty much four blowouts. As bad as the Cavs looked the last two games, they are favored tonight by 4.5 points. Do you still give the Cavs the edge? And now what is a best of three?
I mean, it seems to be one of those home and home series, right, where the home team is just going to win every game. But I don't know. I mean, I guess if everything's all right in that locker room, because when you lose two games the way that they lost, it looks like things are unraveling, right? So as long as everything's good there, I guess. But, you know, you're going to need, I would say, I don't know who people are pinpointing out there, but, I mean, Darius Garland, I would say, has got to be far more aggressive. Because he's been, Evan Mobley's been more aggressive than him offensively.
Darius is the only one who's been able to hit threes for the Cavs, but he's taking five a game. They probably need him to double that for them to have a better shot because of what it opens up for the rest of the team, especially if he's going to shoot 40%+ from three. But, Justin, it's very interesting for someone who has a max deal, for somebody that's been an all-star, and for somebody that just a few years ago averaged 23 points and 8 assists and shot it really well from three-point range. He is battling confidence issues. How is that the deal, you know, this far into his career?
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the postseason before as well, right? Like, I thought after the first two games it was going to be one of those things where, all right, last year, you know, the lights or whatever the comments made by Jared Allen were, the lights were too bright and we weren't prepared. I thought that was something that they were going to turn and then do to Orlando since Orlando hasn't been here before. But the team that looks like a deer in headlights the last couple of games is Cleveland. And, you know, more surprising, I guess, has been, you know, Garland, just because I think he's such a talented guy, but to not have the confidence issues. And that's what I said. It's not like the shots aren't going in. He's just not being aggressive with the shot. He's got to be far more aggressive. And then these second halves from Donovan Mitchell have been flabbergasting as well, because I've been a guy that's been critical of Mitchell, and that was regular seasons in Cleveland have been awesome. You go back to the bubble, like he was awesome in the bubble in that seven-game series, exchanging like the 50-point games with Jamal Murray. But really, the last 3 years, he got outplayed by Jalen Brunson twice. Last year in the first round against the Knicks, the year before when Brunson was in Dallas and he was in Utah, he outplayed him there. And then this postseason hasn't been fantastic. I know he's coming off the knee issue, but to me, it's three consecutive postseasons where Donovan Mitchell hasn't been fantastic.
Justin Termini joining us NBA Today, SiriusXM Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Termini Radio. That's if you can actually spell it right. Justin, for Donovan, like, so, I mean, you're talking big picture stuff. You're talking legacy with him. I think that he's chasing after legacy. I think that he saw Dame Lillard in Portland and doesn't want to be that. But does he have to accept his role as a number two with a team that has a different number one?
I mean, I think he's a number two on a championship caliber team, but I'm also somebody, we saw what Brunson did the other day. I think Brunson's probably a number two on a championship team.
Well, that's what he wants. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about just making a lot of money. I think he definitely wants to win.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm saying, like, he's probably, you asked me if he's, like, a number two, right? Yeah, I think he's a number two. It's Donovan, like, when is a guy, Donovan Mitchell's a good player. Name me the last guy that won a championship as the best player that's of Donovan Mitchell's stature. I mean, I can't think of one. The 2004 Pistons, everybody seems to go back to, I mean, that's
it. The 6'4 count?
Like what, Dwayne Wade?
And I was going to say Steph Curry.
Oh, well, Steph Curry's just in another stratosphere, right?
Okay, that's another team that's wanted of his stature. I mean, I know he's a much better basketball player.
I was talking about stature in regards to placement of the sport. I apologize.
Oh, well, never mind. Then,
not size. Yeah, not size.
Well, you said stature. I was thinking something else. Okay, go ahead.
Well, the Donovan...
Where do you want me to go?
Yeah, Justin.
I was talking to Tone, not you, Justin.
Oh, okay.
Justin.
All right. To specify.
The Donovan part of this is going to be confusing for Cavs fans to digest because... He is somebody who just his first year with the Cavs, he was sixth in MVP voting. He was second team All-NBA. This year, he was having the best statistical season he has ever had in the NBA, so he seemed to be getting better and better. But we all know that if he wants to go somewhere else, you know, the Cavs are going to have to trade him. And yet, he's also, while he's clearly the best Cavs player right now, he's also struggling in the playoffs. So what am I supposed to do with all that information as a Cavs fan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess you're going to have multiple changes because it looks like maybe a change with him, maybe a change with J.B. Bickerstaff in the offseason as well. And I actually had J.B. Bickerstaff in the running for Coach of the Year. Now, this is very early on, right, when they're going through, I think, that 17-1 stretch. I'm going injuries left and right, and this guy's got him winning because he was – one of the favorites to be fired at the start of the year. Then they go on that 17-1 run despite the Mobley injury, the Garland injury. So I put him in the mix for like...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How could you ignore this guy for Coach of the Year? Now to, you know, this point where it's like, could he be on his way out at the end of the season? And then obviously it's the same with Donovan Mitchell, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you want a guy that doesn't want to be there? It's Gilbert made those comments, and he was kind of lukewarm when he responded to those comments. It seems like it'd be a lot to hang over an organization's head as well. Like, does our star even want to be here? I don't know how they handle that in the locker room.
Well, I think he also wants to keep them honest. I think that's what Donovan Mitchell wants. I mean, because I know that if he's going to be the number one on this team, there's definitely going to have to be some changes, whether that means the head coach or whether that means with roster construction, because I got to tell you, if they lose this series, I really don't want to put it on Donovan. I want to put it on the roster construction of this team.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would agree with that. But it's 2 years in a row where I guess last year was not acceptable the way that you flamed out. But to lose to Orlando, I mean, Orlando can't even score. So that is just shows you how far away you are from a championship contention, because this should be a gimme here. What did you guys think of the way, like, to me, it's also mindset. Like, who is approving losing on purpose to Charlotte? I thought that was I'm sure you guys spent like
Anthony Lima approved. Anthony Lima approved of losing on purpose to Charlotte.
That's disgusting, because what it tells you, Lima, is you just wanted to win one series instead of multiple series. Because if you look how it's opened up on the other side of the bracket with Miami gets hurt, when you potentially could have been the 2 seed, Philadelphia hasn't looked fantastic with Embiid. And you would have had an easier second round matchup as well. So it's kind of karma that they're getting struck with right now.
Yeah, I just think that game was such a bizarre scenario, because at the same time you had the Knicks game versus the Bulls that goes into overtime, the Cavs were already monitoring minutes for Donovan Mitchell, and rightfully so. The last thing the Cavs could happen was an injury, and they lost actually their only guard that was available that game to an injury. Plus, I don't know, you're watching Philadelphia. Do you think the Cavs could have beaten Philadelphia with even Embiid on one leg, but Maxey at his level?
No, but then why
probably
should
not.
Donovan Mitchell? Yeah, exactly. Like, I agree with you, but then why should Donovan Mitchell want to stay? Like, if you got a roster that's afraid of Philadelphia with Embiid like on one leg, if you can't compete with Embiid on one leg,
honestly, I think they were more afraid of Donovan Mitchell and his health than anything. I think they were protecting Mitchell. Sure, I'm sure Mitchell wanted to play. I'm sure Mitchell wanted to play in every game, but that is not what you wanted going into the playoffs, having the guy be banged up, because I mean, the guy has no leaps, no burst right now, no elevation as it is, and then he has a disappearing act in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, just from what I saw of that game, it looked like you're losing on purpose, because it wasn't just Mitchell that they sat out.
Yeah, they pulled everybody.
But
Darius Garland did not play in that game either. They only had one guard available to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, why didn't Darius Garland play? Was he hurt?
He's been kind of nursing stuff, the back injury.
Oh, he's been nursing all year,
whole year. It's been one thing after another with Darius.
You're not helping my argument over here, Justin. I thought you were going to really help. You didn't help me.
Well, once I found out that you were the person on that side of the argument, I'm like,
but realistically,
you decided to tank it?
I mean, what's it matter if they can't, hold on, if they can't beat Orlando, the one team that has no playoff experience anyway, then I guess it's a moot point. They couldn't beat anybody.
Exactly. So moot point. I mean, but it just showed a lack of confidence, which I don't like, because like I think to a couple of years ago, remember when the Nets, everybody's like, oh, Boston should be, we're trying to avoid the Nets in the first round. And then Milwaukee actually did try and do that on purpose. Boston faced the Nets. They swept them in the first round. Then in the second round, they had home court advantage over Milwaukee. That went to 7 games, and Boston ended up winning in large part because they had home court in the second round, something that Milwaukee didn't want. So I think it always comes back to bite you. Just win the games in front of you. And it's also the mindset of the team. You see the way New York plays? Like, New York's got some grit to them. New York's got some confidence to them. They're like, we're not going to throw a game just to get an easier opponent in the first round. We're going to go out there. We're going to try to beat the Bulls on the final day of the season. I'm like, I'm sure you're keeping an eye on the way New York plays. They're not the most talented team, but they got grit.
LeBron James, has he played his last game with the Los Angeles Lakers?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the guy wants to be out there in Hollywood. So I think they'll probably end up trying to make a move for his kid. I don't think that's the smartest thing to do. But I think he's happy where he is. I mean, I guess he could go to a place like what? What are the options? Philadelphia to play with Embiid?
You really see him playing in another jersey other than Cleveland or L.A. at this point? Wouldn't that not be great for the legacy?
I mean, he doesn't care. What does he care? He hops from team to team. He doesn't care.
He's only
about
been with three, and he came back to Cleveland. I think you just hate LeBron.
I do hate LeBron, which is why today is one of the best. Like, today is always one of the great days of my life in a year, is the day after he's eliminated.
Why do you hate LeBron so much?
Because I just think he's a hypocritical narcissist. So, yeah, I'm happy that he's eliminated.
Justin, if he plays with Steph Curry next year, can they win the championship?
Of course. I mean, yeah. Do you not
really
think they could? Yeah. I mean, LeBron's still a, you know, top 12 player, at least come postseason time, when he digs in on defense. And Steph, to me, is still one of the top, like, 7 or 8 players. So then you got two top 12. Yeah. But again, they have probably two top 12 players right now, and they lost in 5 games in the first round.
All right, Justin, thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thanks for
having me. Hey, are you going to get your Instagram account back from the hackers?
It's been hacked. My sister's working on it for me, but I'm, you know, not technologically savvy, so whatever. I don't care. I just used it to slide into the DMs of very attractive women anyway, I very rarely got a response.
Yeah, so I woke up yesterday and I saw you pitching for a Hellcat, and I'm going, okay, well, obviously he's been hacked, and that's the end of that.
Well, the problem is people are contacting me, like congratulating me on the fact I got a new car and a new house. Like I'm bragging about it. So now I'm the one, like LeBron, who seems like a narcissist, posting about how great my life is and how I'm better than everybody else.
Most people just hate people because they remind them of themselves. And you definitely hate yourself. And that's why you hate LeBron.
That's maybe a good point.
Yeah. Thank you very much. See, you usually have to pay for that type of analysis. Justin Termini. We thank him for being on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.